Now, this morning walk with Srila Prabhupada took place in Sri Vrindavan Dham, September 13th, 1975. So it was, how many years ago was that? 31 and a half, we can say. But it was quite a while ago. And things have shifted. Aditya, come in quickly. Hurry up. Why are you taking so long? Come and sit down. Sit properly. Hi, Bob. Okay. You ready? Now, let's see if technology works. Yes. This is such a nice little machine. It carries so many wonderful things on it. Where did I get it? Do you know where I got this from? Some kindness of some devotees. Okay. Kastan Kaman.
No. Then start. Big means actually motor car, instruments.
Okay, this is called hog life. How to maintain this body. Just thinking that. Like a pig, a hog. Prabhupada was very cutting, as he said. Kastan Kaman. Kaman means necessities of life. With great difficulty. You know what? Anyway, we'll talk about where all this comes from after. Now let's continue. It's over here.
Yes, Hare Krishna.
Walking in Vrindavan.
Yes, full activities. Hare unnecessarily creating problems. Not all the people. It is not desire. It is not good. You are giving this body different from this being because he is weak, peacefully and happy. Why is he accept kastam kama? So I say, actually, they do not want to work. Otherwise, when the proprietor, the capitalist, will leave the factory and go to a solitary place, why do you go?
They don't find any happiness in the hard work.
The other worker, he sees that this rascal has engaged us in hard work and he is in the guy who killed him. This is communism. Everyone wants that comfort, peacefully, meaning. But for this civilization, to work hard is under. If hard work is desirable, why the capitalist avoid it? But yeah.
To get there
means? What is that position? I'm relaxing. Then why are you using it to our heart? I'm already relaxing. That's Hare Krishna, I'm tempted to do that. Why are you using it to our heart?
They say you have to earn.
Huh?
You have to earn the
relaxation. I'm not relaxing.
You're not entitled unless you work very hard.
Oh, that is nonsense. The freedom you have got already. I've already paid. Why are you using? I'm already in that. Why are you using to work hard? I paid for it. By my karma and my previous life, I have already paid for that. They are running there.
They don't believe in the law.
Never they are scared. They are scared to do it. One side they say, contraception, another side they encourage. Oh man, to marry 3 times a week. This is the service. If you want soft operation, why are you using indulgent sex life? Soft sex life, brahmacharya. Everything is contradicted. And it is all sensitive, based on sensitive.
If a person is not satisfying their senses, they think he's crazy.
But when is your sense satisfied? You are crazy. You are being kicked by nature that your senses will never be satisfied. It's still you are trying for. Even the old man of 80 years old, so he's going to the nightclub. Very sensitive, very sensitive to such time. If somebody is relaxing, chanting, and very windy, so you are escaping.
Misery loves company. Misery loves company.
How is that?
That's the saying, that if someone is feeling misery, and he wants other people to also enjoy the misery.
regarding the dead and the dead. My day is cut, so your day must be cut. This is fascia. That is Felicita. The world is working so hard, but where is the peace and happiness?
It's coming.
When it will come? Right, I don't know.
Maybe at the end of the century.
And I'm taking a good life. Very easy and fun. Pretty happy after death. You go on praying now, one hand, go on praying between them, and you'll be happy after death. You need that for me. And I'm going to meet dog after death, and how will you help me?
Now, let us go back. That's the part we're going to hear right now. Tim, the next thing we're going to do, we'll finish with this. But later on, we'll have the computer. The sound coming from the computer. Okay, that's set up. Okay, you'll be, not yet, but we'll be ready. Okay. Let's go over what Prabhupada said. Or rather, the conversation, because the conversation is not just Prabhupada speaking, it's between Prabhupada and other devotees. Now, did you hear the sound of Prabhupada's cane as he was walking?
Yeah.
So Prabhupada said, this is called hog life, how to maintain this body. When one's consciousness is just focused on the body and how to maintain it and bring it happiness, what is the difference, Prabhupada would say, between that type of consciousness and the consciousness of an animal? So, kastan kaman. Does anyone know what verse from the Bhagavatam that's from? Kastan kaman. Arhati? Bhujamye. Nayam deho deha bhajan viloke. So, this is Rishabdev's teachings. Means nayam means not this deho, deho deha, not this body of all the different bodies, not this one. Nayam deho deha bhajan viloke. All the bodies that it is possible for a soul to inhabit in this world, this one, kastan kaman arhati, that's the words Prabhupada quotes. Kastan kaman means satisfying the senses, desires to troublesome desires to satisfy the senses. Arhati means deserve. So this particular body, it is not meant, and the soul who is inhabiting that particular body is not meant to use that body for the same type of sense enjoyment that is available for a pig or a monkey or a dog or a cat or a mouse or a tiger. Rather, tapo divyam putrakayena sattvam shudye. This life is meant to purify the heart, to remove those kind of desires. That is the purpose of human life. Dhamman bhagavataniha. To remove those kind of desires, not to just add more and more and make our life centralized around them. So tapo divyam, it is an austerity, but that is the austerity that human life is meant for. Not to use it for sense enjoyment, but brahmasokyam twanantam. Unlimited spiritual pleasure we are meant to taste. So Prabhupada continues. So, Life can be easily maintained by agriculture and cow protection. Simple village life, when one can gain one's necessities, be peaceful, but no. They will start big, big mills, factories, motor tires, cars, instruments, computers, mobile phones that can do everything. They have mobile phones with they also turn into motorcycles. You can drive them and be talking to someone and listening to your MP3 player and watching television and downloading. Actually, I'm making this up. But portable. It's truly portable. But no, we have to get more and more and bigger and faster, and it's more wonderful and more wonderful. And the result isn't the happiness that we're longing for. What to speak of the spiritual life, the advancement in spiritual life. So Prabhupada's calling it kastankaman. This is troublesome desires. Kasta means troublesome desires. In the Bhagavad Gita it is called ugrakama, fierce activities. And then someone, Hare Krishna, someone says, fearful activities. This is current materialistic life. The result, the promise is one thing and the result is something different. Hare Krishna Prabhupada says, kastan kaman, continuing the same point. Unnecessarily creating problems. Modern civilization. Unnecessarily creating problems. One after another. One after another. Formerly paper was used only for Vedic knowledge. Now the paper used for so many useless newspapers that you take them, you throw it away. You take that and you throw it away. Volumes and volumes. Other books. Juhus. What does that mean?
Spine.
Spine?
Spine.
Spying. Detective novels, oh I see, and other novels too, I get it. And what happens when you read all these things? What to speak of books, you watch videos and television all the time, and what happens is just the mind becomes unnecessarily agitated, unnecessarily creating agitation of not peace, not giving us what we're actually longing for. But we're so caught up due to the mode of passion and ignorance of what's our real good, because ignorance sees the opposite. What's up it sees is down, and down it sees is up. Passion fills with unlimited desires, disturbed, agitated minds. And soon as we start to chant japa, then the disturbed, agitated mind begins filling us with so much thought, so many desires, until the mode of ignorance takes over, and then we get sleepy. So what's necessary is the mode of goodness, the peaceful mode. Where what is the result of the mode of goodness? Yes, and based on knowledge and satisfaction. That you're peaceful because your satisfaction is within.
Love.
No, the mode of goodness doesn't give love. In the spiritual world,
it's pure.
It's not the mode of goodness. And in the material world, that tends to be, I hate to be the one who says it, the mode of passion. But satisfaction comes, and we're satisfied within. And we're not always looking for something outside that we need to make me happy. I need this, otherwise I won't be happy. I need this outside. Always something outside. That's the mode of passion. Unlimited desires, which bring misery. Or rather, the mode of goodness. Simple living. Simplify, not complicate. A materialistic civilization, contemporary, Prabhupada would often say so-called civilization, it teaches us get more, consume more, don't be happy within. If you buy this, then you'll be happy. If then you'll be happy. Then. And it's always somewhere else, and it never comes. And what does Prabhupada say? When will you be satisfied? The end of your life, when you're dying, then it's when you're going to get it. No, it's a bluff, and we fall for the bluff. We laugh at all the jokes the Prabhupada makes at them, but they're really meant for us. So they unnecessarily create agitation of mind. And if you explain these things, they will say that is all primitive ideas. Modern ideas means one must work very hard, day and night. For what? To get some chapati to eat? To have a place to live? That's the material necessities of life. You need to live simply, live comfortably and simply, as simply as is practical for you. Not to work hard and hard, day and night, to get more and more, because then we're taking shelter of Maya. Something outside, not Krishna in the heart. And it doesn't give us what we want. And therefore, we are rascals. What is the answer? So what is the reply to this, Prabhupada asks? So Gopal Krishna, now Maharaj, says, if we don't work hard, they say you are a burden on society. Prabhupada, huh? If a person doesn't work hard day and night, they say you are just living on society. Prabhupada, that I am explaining. This is the wrong concept. The day and night working is the life of a pig. All he's thinking about is getting the required food and shelter. That I'm explaining. Then what is the difference? If you're just thinking about that, what is the difference between a pig and me? If I am also working hard like that pig, huh? Prabhupada says. And then Gopal Krishna quickly comes into line. There is no difference. No one wants to take the other side of the materialist too long when they're talking with Prabhupada, because he got more heavy and stronger. And the rascal word would come even more frequently. So if you're living, if you're working, if it's basically like a pig, if this is the standard of society, that everyone works just to get a pig life, then why do you say that this is an advanced civilization? Why do you say you're making advancement? And this is the illusion that is perpetrated, forced on everyone by propaganda, that we are making advancement. But in what sense are we making advancement? Are people more peaceful than they were? And anxiety is the greatest cause of disease, so therefore people aren't healthy, they're not strong. Always in anxiety. Everyone's mind is so agitated, fearful, continuously.
That's why they're trying to clone now.
That will make us happy, certainly, if they make, if they clone. So this is not an advanced civilization. Even when I mentioned this so many times, even when I was growing up in New York, which is so famous for crime and so many things that are happening, but we never would lock our door at night. That was a long time ago. Perhaps it was 50 years ago. So, and now you have to have 5 locks and this kind of a lock and a little hole before you open it up. You have to see who's there, because everyone is afraid continuously. And the children, they go in. There was that horrible incident recently, shooting, and some. Well, how this? That means how are the students going to feel all the time? Afraid? Well, I should have said to turn off your mobile phones. Everyone should turn off their mobile phones. So advanced now. Before, we were so primitive that we had to have a line attached to our phones. But now, I can be bothered any time of the day or night. We're so advanced. My peace has come up. by having a mobile phone. So therefore, I should attach it to my motorcycle. This is my plan. We should actually do this. Mobile cycle, we'll call it. And it could also show movies at the same time. So you could be riding on your motorcycle, watching movies, talking on the phone with your hands on, and I'll be peaceful too. And more happy.
And what if he crashes? Bad luck.
Perhaps. So Prabhupada said it is not desirable, these materialistic desires. It is not desirable. It is not good. It is not for our welfare. And it's so hard to accept this. It is not progress. It is not advancement. You are given this body different from this pig because you will live peacefully and happily. That is not what's happening. Why should you accept kastan kaman? Troublesome desires, so hardship, so much difficulty. Now, the husband and wife often have to work, and still in debt. So difficult, the debt just increases, entanglement. And then, so Prabhupada takes the point, so you're saying working hard is in itself wonderful, and Prabhupada's saying, no, that's pig life. So then Prabhupada takes, but actually they don't want to work hard. Otherwise, why the proprietor, the capitalist, they leave the factory and go to a solitary place. Why does he go? And they don't find happiness even in the hard work. And that is the truth, nor in the fruit of the work. The other workers, Prabhupada said, he is seeing that this rascal has engaged us in hard work and he's enjoying. He's the one making the profit. He's paying us as little as possible and making all the profit for himself. And then he's going away in his retreat villa, his holiday house that's peaceful and nice. And we suffer in this little apartment somewhere, this little flat. That's horrible. So therefore he's enjoying, exploiting us and enjoying. So drive him out, kill him. That is communism. Everyone wants that. Comfort, peaceful living. Therefore, this civilization, to work hard for sense enjoyment, is condemned. If hard work is desirable, why the capitalist is avoiding? What is the answer? They say that you have to work hard to get there. Huh? They work hard to get there. To get there means to get to their position, they worked hard. And what is their position? What is the goal of it all? To relax. And be peaceful. And then Prabhupada, relaxing? I am relaxing. Why are you inducing me? Why are you saying that I should be should have a job and you know work 12 hours a day, etc.? I'm already relaxing. Then why are you inducing me to work hard like a pig? I'm already relaxing. Chant Hare Krishna. Take a little prasadam, simple life, that's all. Why are you inducing me to work hard? Brahmananda. They say you have to earn your relaxation. But earn or not earn, I am enjoying relaxation. You're not entitled unless you work very hard. Oh, that is nonsense. In America, they say you have to pay for freedom. No, freedom, if I already got, why shall I pay? I have already paid. Why are you inducing? I'm already enjoying. Why are you inducing me to work hard? I've paid for it. By my karma in my previous life, I've already paid for that. Therefore, I'm enjoying. They don't believe in the law of karma. Therefore, Prabhupada says, they are rascals. Rascals, because they don't have knowledge. They're in darkness, and they're leading everyone, making believe they have knowledge. And therefore, rascals. We are eternal souls, the Bhagavad Gita says, but the modern scientists say, we can't see souls, we haven't proved it, therefore, We don't believe it. Because we only believe in what we see. Yes? Empirical methodology. And a simple answer is, do you believe you have an eyelid? You can't see your eyelid. Well, other people have seen it. Well, because you haven't seen that that Krishna is there, does that mean that I haven't seen? I've heard Prabhupada answer that too. So, this dialogue, this fight between materialistic reasoning and spiritual reasoning is a very heavy fight, actually. And this fight, it can go on within us, too. How will I live my life? Will I live my life based on following my material desires, thinking that's going to bring me happiness? Or shall I base my life on what Krishna is speaking? On what the greatest holy, peaceful, ecstatic sadhus, holy persons, Vaishnavas, what they are telling me is valuable. Where is my authority? Are the materialists who have what I'm struggling day and night to get, are they happy? Are they satisfied? Are they peaceful or are they fearful? This we should research to see who is actually happy. Because we can't follow a materialistic path at the same time as following deeply and seriously a spiritual path. We have to decide which path is actually the more profitable one. And then we can find out, well, I'd like to follow the spiritual path, but I'm not yet perfectly realized. I have material desires. But that point can be dealt with. But not unless we first say, I want to follow the spiritual path. And then we can become humble and follow as best we can under proper guidance. But first we have to decide what is the proper way to use our life. So Prabhupada gets to the point here. Rascal civilization, and this is Prabhupada's real point, that the civilization, contemporary civilization, is rascal civilization. It's based, as he's going to explain here, on sex life, indulging in sex life, and it's all sense gratification. Based on sense gratification. Economic development based on sense gratification. As if, and Prabhupada brings it out right here, this is such a good point. If a person is not satisfying his senses, they think he is crazy. But when or where is your sense satisfied? When do the senses actually become satisfied and say, thank you very much, I've had enough now, I'm actually peaceful and happy? No, rather, the more one tries to satisfy the senses and fulfill one's materialistic desires, actually the more miserable and dissatisfied one becomes. Don't take my word for it. Or you can't take my word for it. But take the words of Prabhupada for it, straight out of the Bhagavad Gita, to Kalayama Shashvatam. Take my word for it. Take the devotee's word for it, take the book's word for it, or read the newspapers, see who's killing who, who's fighting with who this week, who's divorcing who, what's happening to the wealthy people, are they satisfied, are they drinking, getting arrested for drunken driving all the time, are they fighting in the pubs, are they killing each other, are they happily with knowledge, meeting death? Do your research And if you're not convinced by your research, then try to find out from your own life if you can be satisfied by enjoying your senses. So Prabhupada says here, really we don't get sense satisfied. Rather we become kicked by nature, so graphic, kicked, that your senses will never be satisfied. Still you're trying for that. Even the old man of 80 years old, he's going to the nightclub. Where is the sense satisfaction? When will his senses be satisfied? Jai, relaxation. If someone is relaxing, chanting, they will induce, oh, you are escaping. In Brahmananda, misery loves company. What is that? That is a saying. If someone is feeling misery, he wants other people to enjoy that misery. That is actually envy. Yes, no one wants to suffer alone. Cutting the tail of a jackal. And he gives the Bengali saying, my tail is cut, so your tail must be cut. This is a fascia. This is what people do. It's envy. That is practical. The world is working so hard, but where is the peace and happiness? And Brahmananda, it's coming. When will it come? That is unknown. But we have full faith. We have full faith that it will come, that if we follow this road, we will truly be peaceful and happy, us and the world. When will it come? Maybe at the end of this century. Of course, that's already passed. And at the end of your life. Just like insurance policy, you'll be happy after death. You go on paying now, work hard, go on paying the premium, and you'll be happy after death. This is insurance policy. And I'm going to be a dog after death. And how he'll be happy. Just see. Just see how we're thinking. Just see. Well, from part two over here, what point struck you most deeply? Yes?
Just working to maintain the body really is helpful.
Thank you. Yes?
Senses are never going to be satisfied.
The senses are never going to be satisfied. Thank you.
The creation of an artificial economy.
Yeah.
You know, the agitated senses.
Yeah. Everyone, agitated senses, agitated, artificial sense of enjoyment, artificial civilization, with an artificial goal, a false goal. Yes.
80-year-old owns nightclubs.
You don't want to be an 80-year-old going to nightclubs, mate, do you? No.
Yep.
Yes.
If you have to put your faith on somebody, put it on Krishna.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you. Yes. Any other? Yes.
The goal of material life is for relaxation. We already have it, so why should we be induced into it after Krishna?
Yes.
We ourselves invite miseries in our life.
I'm sorry?
We ourselves invite miseries.
Yes. We ourselves invite the miseries of our life by causing ourselves problems because of the motive passion. Yeah.
People working hard, like hogs, just for very insignificant things.
Yes. Working, giving their whole life for something they can get very, very simply without all the hard work. But the whole civilization is just so cranked up in such a way, it's so difficult to not get completely sucked in. Because jayato visaya pung san sangas teso pajayate, they're always placing sense objects before our eyes and mind, and we think about them, and then the desires develop in us, even though we may think it's the wrong thing to do. Yes.
We're working hard to be happy, but we hate going to work.
But when will it come, the happiness? Thought about me again. And what was Prabhupada's reply to that? When you die, that's then you'll have your time to be happy. After you're dead, like an insurance policy.
Insurance policy, we don't get any security from it.
Yeah.
It's not good to give the premiums.
Huh?
It's not good to give the premiums.
But why do people take insurance policy? For security. So they take shelter of these things for themselves and their families, as if these things are actually worthy of us placing our trust and shelter in. But I think because time is... Yes, last one.
Prabhupada was mentioning a point, simple living, high thinking.
Yes. And there's other morning walks where he just talks about that. Okay, so this is the end of part two.
But
yes, but not now. Oh, this is when we need it to be darker. Oh. Let's see, now, oh yeah. Could someone click on that the picture of Prabhupada?